The tree of eternity has its roots in heaven above, and its branches reach down to earth. It is Brahman, pure spirit, who in truth is called the immortal. All the worlds rest on that spirit, and beyond him no one can go. This in truth is that. The whole universe comes from him, and his life burns through the whole universe. In his power is the majesty of thunder. Those who know him have found immortality. From fear of him, fire burns, and from fear of him, the sun shines. From fear of him, the clouds and the winds and death itself move on their way. If one sees him in this life before the body passes away, one is free from bondage. But if not, one is born and dies again in new worlds and new creations. Brahman is seen in a pure soul as in a mirror clear, and also in the Creator's heaven as clear as light, but in the land of shades as remembrance of dreams, and in the world of spirits as reflections in trembling waters. When the wise man knows that the material senses come not from the spirit, and that their waking and sleeping belong to their own nature, then he grieves no more. Beyond the senses is the mind, and beyond mind is reason, its essence. Beyond reason is the spirit in man, and beyond this is the spirit of the universe, the evolver of all. And beyond is Purusha, all-pervading, beyond definitions. When a mortal knows him, he attains liberation and reaches immortality. His form is not in the field of vision. No one sees him with mortal eyes. He is seen by a pure heart and by a mind and thoughts that are pure. Those who know him attain life immortal. When the five senses and the mind are still, and reason itself rests in silence, then begins the path supreme. This calm steadiness of the senses is called yoga. Then one should become watchful, because yoga comes and goes. Words and thoughts cannot reach him, and he cannot be seen by the eye. How can he then be perceived except by him who says, "He is"? In the faith of "He is," his existence must be perceived, and he must be perceived in his essence. When he is perceived as "He is," then shines forth the revelation of his essence. When all desires that cling to the heart are surrendered, then a mortal becomes immortal, and even in this world he is one with Brahman. When all ties that bind the heart are unloosened, then a mortal becomes immortal. This is the sacred teaching. 101 subtle ways come from the heart. One of them rises to the crown of the head. This is the way that leads to immortality. The others lead to different ends. Always dwelling within all beings is the Atman, the Purusha, the Self, a little flame in the heart. Let one with steadiness withdraw him from the body, even as an inner stem is withdrawn from its sheath. Know this pure immortal light. Know in truth this pure immortal light. And Nachiketas learnt the supreme wisdom taught by the God of afterlife, and he learnt the whole teaching of inner union, of yoga. Then he reached Brahman, the Spirit Supreme, and became immortal and pure. So in truth will anyone who knows his Atman, his higher self.